Finally today, we go in search of new musical talent in Paris. The Louvre Museum in the French capital has a concert space. It's called the Louvre Auditorium. Its stage gives young classical musicians the perfect place to showcase their talents. Some have used the opportunity to launch solo careers. The BBC's Christian Fraser attended a recent recital to see who's looking for a break.
In the grand halls of the Louvre Museum, they gaze at the genius of the old masters. But each week in the auditorium of the museum, it's the promising talents of the new generation of musicians that are displayed. These are the nimble fingers of the award-winning Vardui Yaritsyan, a rising star from Armenia. Born into a family of musicians, she spent her formative years at the Tchaikovsky Music School for prodigious children. Since the age of five, she's been under the watchful eye of some of the world's best teachers. But the Louvre is an enormous opportunity, she says, to shine as an international pianist.
Well, I think everyone, every musician would like to play here. It's very special. And if anyone had told me when I first came to Paris 10 years ago that I would play at the Louvre, well, it's incredible. I'm very lucky.
These rehearsals are tense affairs. The soloist is accompanied by the inevitable nerves and expectation. This will be a one-hour recital, one opportunity to impress a paying public and the critics. There are 20 young musicians who've played this season at the Louvre. They've already seen off overwhelming competition to get here. Which is why the need for talent spotters like Madame Devaux, prepared to travel widely and make their own critical judgments, is greater than ever.
Many people call me, do you know this musician, that musician? And of course, we check the international competition. And of course, we follow the new musician in the record company. And sometimes we have many young musicians and sometimes we have very few. But now we have many pianists.
In addition to the 400 or so people who regularly attend these concerts, many more will listen on French radio and others on the internet. Some musicians are quickly forgotten, while others rise to the challenge. Stars like the violinist Joshua Bell and Julia Fischer both showcased at the Louvre Auditorium and fulfilled their potential. Will this Armenian pianist follow in their footsteps? Well, she certainly impressed her audience.
I thought it was just amazing. I really liked the Mantovani piece. I didn't knew that composer, so I liked it very much.
Oh, it was lovely. I mean, just the Ravel and the Debussy were just marvelous. I mean, usually to see a young musician, you're going to a school. And this is such a different venue, and to have such a full audience, it's wonderful.
Vardui Yaritsyan is maturing into a promising concert hall pianist. But that promise must be matched by the enthusiasm of sponsors and record companies. Only then will she know she struck the right chord. For the world, I'm Christian Fraser in Paris.
That's going to do it for our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.